This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The West Coast grocery chain Smart and Final aims to raise $100 million selling a brand new stock today. The company plans to expand a line of stores that are something like small Costco's without appliances or membership fees. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has some context.
Once upon a time, we bought groceries in supermarkets. Then came Walmart, which is now the nation's biggest grocer, and everybody else, Whole Foods, Trader Joe's. Phil Lempert is editor of Supermarket Guru.
If you look at the past 10 years, conventional supermarkets have lost about 15% market share to all these other channels, whether it's drug chains.
He says some new Walgreens and CVS stores devote half their space to food.
We've got dollar stores. We've got warehouse clubs. We've got just about everybody who wants to sell food, even folks like Bed Bath & Beyond.
Not to mention, now Amazon and Uber want to deliver your bananas and milk. So what makes Smart and Final think consumers need yet another place to buy groceries?
That's a really hard circle to square.
William McKittrick is a retail analyst with IBIS World.
It seems like all the signs are pointing towards this being a terrible industry to enter.
And yet, everyone wants in. And he won't rule out the idea that there's room for Smart and Final to grow. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.